The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 on a Monday morning, the last Monday in April. Bad Bob Belongi, what did you do? How did you let April get away from me? You know what? You just think because you think you leave and go out there and, you know, sail your little boat around.
Yeah,
you know?
Actually, my boat wasn't among them.
Well, whatever boat you were out on, and you let April just go.
Yeah.
Just like that. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. So good morning. It's 6 and a half, 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, and the news is brought to us by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. 7 days a week had probably one of the best places to park yourself for Cool April Nights cruise, of which it never rains on the cruise there, buddy.
Is that still the case?
Well, I think it rained a little bit before. It was called a torrential downpour with thunder and lightning. But that was before the cruise. And anyway, so what's the weather look like now?
Well, during this week, we will see mostly sunny skies, a high near 73, and winds out of the north at 6 to 8 miles an hour, partly cloudy tonight. Low will be right around 50 degrees. Warming up, high tomorrow near 82. And winds increasing, gusting as high as 18 miles an hour, so that's going to keep that's going to get things drying out. We'll be up to 85 on Wednesday. Don't panic yet, but we're going to be pushing the 90-degree mark throughout the next several days. And currently in Reading, we have 48 degrees. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business out of Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kenny own this business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they hire veterans. They hire. They have a great record for hiring veterans out there. And if you need a payment plan, give them a call, 365-3793. All right, a lot of things happened over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Should I start with local and work my way up, or should I start national and work my way down?
It would be your radio station, sir.
Well, thank you very much. Okay, so we'll go national first. The White House Correspondents' Dinner. You know, they have this thing every year, I guess. And Trump, the last 2 years, has said, I'm not going. You know, I just don't feel, I'm going to be someplace else.
Oh, so Chris has got it in for him.
Well, of course. I mean, and so Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the press secretary, was his, you know, his, you know, which should be, was his designated survivor to go to that. Anyway, it did everything. It did the White House Correspondents' Dinner, did everything it possibly could to prove to the American public, if anybody was ever listening to it, which they weren't because I don't think it's televised, nor do people really care. It was a night of attacking Trump. But they hire this comedian, a comedian. I'm not sure which one it is. It just is. And this girl, this lady who writes, I think, for the, I don't know, the Daily Show or something like that, attacks Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Profanity. She uses profanity. She does all of these things. And she attacks Sarah Huckabee Sanders so viciously. And here's Sanders just sitting there. What are you going to do? You going to get up and walk out? She didn't. So, which shows a lot of, you know, guts. She just sat there and stared at this woman, who probably obviously thought she was funny. But even the audience, you could tell, was really uncomfortable. And when this thing's over, even, okay, CNN comes on the next day and says, this was a travesty. Are you kidding me? You know what? Trump does enough, you know, and fights us and all these things and says it's fake news. And what do? We come out and we give him ammunition. You've got other liberals are going, you know what? It's not funny anymore, guys. Even the correspondents, one that heads up the correspondents' dinner says, look, we were here to talk about the freedom of the press and scholarships and all these things, and it turns into a divisive battle.
And they promptly abuse that freedom.
Oh, you know what? It's not it's not that just it's the freedom. It's there's so many other things. You know, you've got, of course, it's the freedom, freedom of speech, you know, the First Amendment, you know, all that. But you turn and you explicitly prove how biased the press is. I mean, it truly is. How biased the press is. So when these things like this happen, it's first of all, it's shameful to have somebody attack like that. But even the you know the Mika from the Morning Joe show who you know hates Trump says, "Oh, this was wrong." The White House correspondents dinner, president and staff owe Sarah Huckabee Sanders an apology for this. She says, "I've been attacked by Trump." She says, "Women should unite against this kind of thing." Well, we'll see. Nothing will happen. Yeah, they might. They might because they realize it. Is it a time now that Trump goes, well, you know what? You want to have the White House correspondents dinner? Fine. You just go have it someplace else because there's nobody from the White House is going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just go someplace. I don't care. All right. Now we can work our way down. Cool April nights. Never rains on the cruise. Never rains on the cruise. Now, a little while before the cruise. There were thunderstorms. The rain was coming down so hard, the drop would hit the concrete and bounce up 8 feet and explode into more water. So I'm not kidding. I'm not sure how it did that, but it did. And here it comes. And so meanwhile, Wade and Bobette Riggs, who are live, by the way, live streaming this, they came out over KCNR.
Mm-hmm.
It came out over our website right here, and they did a great job. But
they're dealing with things with electricity in them.
Oh, my gosh. There's people out there, and they're kind of standing. And so I wasn't there. I was looking at it on my phone, you know, okay? So you can get our show on our phone, on the phone. So I'm watching it on the phone, and all of a sudden this guy goes like this. He looks up, and he jumps underneath. It looked like his wife had an umbrella. He was standing out there being, oh, that's cool, that's cool. All of a sudden he's under the umbrella. They cannot get close enough because of the storm, and people are running for it. But then it lightens up, but there's still cars going by.
Yeah,
it never rains in Hawaii or cool April nights. What can I say? It was a great event.
No, glad
you all had it. As usual, it was a great event.
Glad you all enjoyed it.
Well, where were you?
Yeah, come think. I was taking part in the U.S. Coast Guard Auxiliary's annual training and qualification, known as the OpTrex, up at Antlers Resort. And we were sharpening skills for things like taking boats in tow, maintaining...
26 drunk college students on all leaning on one side of a small houseboat.
I have seen that.
How do you train for that?
Well... You like tell them that if they don't stop it, the man with the badge will come along. We have no law, and the Coast Guard Auxiliary does not, repeat, not have any law enforcement capability. We're not water cops, but we have lines of communication with the folks who do. And we gently remind folks, like if you got a kid out there, put them in a life jacket. If you're in a no-wake zone, then don't be trying to do 60 miles an hour in your boat. You know, things like that.
Wow. Okay. All right. A couple more things going on around here. Went to the Safari Club International Banquet.
Which we heavily promoted.
Because we heavily believe in it. You know, when you think about it, the Safari Club International, it's kind of like the equivalent of the NRA, but it's for hunting. They don't get the bad press the NRA does, but they go out and they use the money that they collect in these banquets and all these other, you know, fundraisers and all of that. And and it goes, you know, it goes to use for local habitat and all those kind of things, you know, all those things. And you know, for you know, on the state level, they put out, you know, they put out water thing and put out water devices, watering areas. They buy land. They do all these kind of things. And it's not all about hunting. It's also about teaching and environment and conservation, teaching young people there. So we had a lot of young people, more young people there Saturday night than I've seen in a while. I mean, we had, 12 to 15 kids, 12 to 17. We had about 12 under the age of from 12 and under, and they take some bling home, man. They're taking home fishing rods and reels. They're taking home a grab bag with hats and flashlights, and each one of the ones 12 and under got a Red Ryder BB gun. Oh yeah, I said, don't put your eye out.
Yeah,
I was the MC.
Waiting for that.
I was the MC. I didn't say it out loud. I just looked over to the little ones and said, don't put her eye out. And then the other ones won a gun. One of the other young people won a gun. And then the we had, you know, it was 40, gosh, there was 37 live auction items. There had to have been, oh, I don't know, 60 at least raffle items.
Mm.
And they did great. The whole thing was good. It was a huge success. It was sold out, totally sold out. This is at the same time the Northern California Veterans Museum was having theirs, and they were having a great night too. So it was a good night. The other thing is I went turkey hunting. I got to take a break first, and I'll tell you about my turkey hunting story when I get back, because you see, there's a turkey feather sitting up here, and there's also I find turkey feathers, my friend.
You find tracks.
I find turkey feathers on my windshield. They're on my windshield. I'm being taunted.
Mm-hmm.
Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this portion of the show. Cornerstone Community Bank is growing. It's going to be down the Cobblestone Shopping Center. And it's going to, and it has, of course, its largest, or its newest branch at 1845 California Street. But they're moving in the Cobblestone Center. They're buying that building. They are here to stay. And they're here to stay for one reason, is they provide great customer service. Go on down. See how they're moving local dreams forward. This is Cornerstone Community Bank. We'll be right back.
The Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tykes. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. Mm-hmm. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
And now, Carl and Linda Box. This is Street Fighter Radio.
Welcome back to Street Fighter Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Box. Linda, it's on assignment this morning. Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. It's on this last Monday of April, the 30th. Tomorrow, the 31st, Wednesday, the 1st of May. You know what? Hooray, hooray for the 1st of May. Outdoor beer drinking begins today, is what we used to say when we were in college. But I'm sure that's changed. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State. It's been here in our community for over 25 years. Like I said, best in the North State. A veteran-owned business who comes over and makes sure that our house is warm and it's also cool during the summer. Give them a call at 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Really nice people.
Sir.
Yes.
Far be it from your producer to correct Lieutenant Colonel Carbot, USMC retired.
What?
Oh. 30 days, September, April, June, and November.
Oh, this is 31.
This is the last day of April. 30.
30 days has September.
April.
June. Oh, my gosh. You mean tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Is
May
the
Day.
1st of May?
Tomorrow it's May Day.
Tomorrow is May Day. Yeah. Are you dancing around the Maypole?
I don't know. What do they do in Russia anymore?
Do they still have the parades?
I wonder.
I don't know.
I did not wish for the colonel to appear.
You know
ignorant.
What? Why did I just think it was 30? Anyway, we know what it is. I was almost killed this weekend.
Oh,
as you know, I was off the air Thursday and Friday. That's because I was turkey hunting, which of course in itself is it's a calling. It's not a sport. It's kind of like being called. It's kind of like being in the Marine Corps. Becoming a priest, you know, you're going to become a turkey hunter, and it's contagious, and other people are like it too. So you sit around and discuss things, and you make turkey calls at each other, seeing how it sounds and all those things. But on the way out there, Ted and I managed, first of all, to take the trailer out to this place. I belong to a hunting club that's just, I'm not saying where it is, but it's absolutely beautiful. It's 10,000 acres, and there's 12 of us. Really, really nice. The hard part is that trying to find anything in there, especially a turkey in 10,000 acres, means that you're going to have to go out there and live there practically, which you could. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. We take the trailer in on Wednesday. Camp all set up. Thursday, we're bringing in, Tuesday, took the trailer in, managed to totally burn out his clutch. Putting it in. And on the next day, we're coming up, getting ready to set up camp. We're driving down the hill to Palisadro. You know where Palisadro is.
I am well aware of Palisadro.
You have that long hill, and then there's these guardrails along the side down the right.
Slightly right to there. The right of Bella Vista.
Nothing's to the right of Bella Vista. We can prove that here today. No, just kidding. I look up and I say, there's a peacock there. There's a peacock. And on the road. And Ted looks down the road. He doesn't look like right in front of us. And he goes, he's hauling his ATV behind his, you know, a four-wheeler, you know, two-person, three-person ATV behind his. He goes, where? I said, in front of us. And he looks, and he cranks the wheel to the left. I'm looking down, and I can swear that that bumper missed that peacock by no more than 6 inches. But now we're going to the left with the ATV going to the right. Peacock flies in the air, lands on the guardrail. As he pulls it back
in. To watch the show.
He pulls it back in. The ATV whips to the left and right back. And so we're just going straight down the road. And he looks over at me. I said, yeah, it'd be a shame that four combat tours, the last thing that you're going to see is me leaning over and punching you, yelling, telling you, far, no, and peacock, a peacock. Punching you as we're rolling down the, a peacock. That was the closest we came to killing anything. Okay. Sitting with me today is Terry Oxley, who is the pastor of True Life Church. Good morning, Terry. You don't seem happy today. Is it because I said something about Bella Vista being to the right?
It's Because it's early in the morning.
It's early in the morning. I'm sorry, that's not a good enough excuse. I'm sorry, that is not a... You were in the service, you were a cop. You got up early.
I did.
Did you go out and shoot people just because it was early?
I felt like it at times. Yeah.
Oh,
I had a birthday yesterday, so I feel like I'm still in my birthday mode.
So you're, what, 40?
Yeah, I look it. But I'm really 68.
Really 68. 68. You're just a child.
I am, and I appreciate that.
You know, I walked into our offices today because, you know, we're doing all of our offices. So Linda says, okay, you know, I want to have these LED lights and front and bottom. So I walk in the office and turn them on. So what I have in my office instead of light to work by, I have mood lights. I don't think she realized that. I think she thought it was going to be brighter than that.
Either that or she really anticipated some...
Well, I don't know. When you put them against a black background,
well, it, you know, Kenny kind of sucks up now the light. I have this little designer lamp on my desk. So on my designer desk,
IKEA's finest.
You know what? It looks great. You know what I like about it? It's Spartan, man. It's Spartan. I never, you know, I'm done. I'm done with the you know, the little cutie things. I'm done with it. Except the quartz table. I understand that. I had somebody say that thing looks great. Okay, Terry. Why don't we take a break, and we'll start when you come back. All right. Hey, this Saturday, a couple things going on. They have, of course, the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Reading Chapter. This is their annual golf tournament. They're seeking golfers, hole sponsors, and raffle prize donations. It's going to be this Saturday, May the 5th, with the grand prize for a hole-in-one. It's Crown Motors and Lithia Chevrolet will be donating two vehicles. Did you get that? Two vehicles. The format
not
will be
one, but two.
That's right. The format will be four-person scramble with a 1 p.m. shotgun start. It's going to be this Saturday. Net proceeds will fund veteran assistance request and the scholarship program of the Military Order of the Purple Heart. All monies will remain in the North State. Somebody talked to me yesterday about there's some kind of weird thing. Bob, look this up. Somebody said that the Military Order of the Purple Heart is no longer a part of, you know, the state of California is doing away with their designation or something like that. It sounded so weird. I said, no, that would never happen, but you might want to look that up. Reading Chamber of Commerce has awarded the Reading chapter here the 2014 Nonprofit of the Year. I tell you what, these are really courageous, good men and women in this Purple Heart Reading Chapter 2001. So give them a call at 339-5449 or 339-6318. It's going to be out of Gold Hills. It's going to be a great time. You can go out there and play in a foursome. You can it's $150 to sponsor a hole, cash donations, any of these things. That's all out at the Military Order of the Purple Heart out at the Gold Hills Golf Club. Okay, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with Terry Ox.
The catch of a lifetime. Imagine winning a brand new Ranger bass boat from Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo. Cast your line and reel in the winnings at Wind River Resort and Casino. Play our fortune fishing swipe to win for your chance to win a brand new Ranger boat. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn four times the entries on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Win free slot play or prizes. Join us Mondays at 8 p.m. Win free slot play. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month long to increase your chances. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Imagine how much you and your family will enjoy reeling them in on the lakes and rivers in this fun-filled fishing boat. The more you play, the more chances you have to win. Final drawing is Monday, April 30th. Grand prize, a brand new Ranger bass fishing boat from Redding, Yamaha Sea-Doo. Fortune Fishing. Swipe to win at Wind River. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
At Cypress Sore Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Sore Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Sore Eyes, 722-9992.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and studios at KCNR1460 with Carl Mendel.
Red at the high and the limits of red. Gonna go to the place that's red.
I don't sing anymore. I just make the little sounds. Welcome back, everybody. It is 7:31 in the morning. You know, I had somebody say, you should put more breaks in, and you could put in more commercials. And I went, why would I do that? We used to do that. We used to have four breaks and more commercials, and we cut it back so we could have more time to talk. And, you know, the show sold out all the time. So it's kind of like, okay, but I don't need to do that. This portion of the show. But speaking of somebody that's been with us a long time who always has a spot here with us is Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Jeff Horst, a veteran, has been in this business for decades. He's been through so many schools. This man is a windshield professional. You won't see him out there fixing cracks or chips out there in the parking lot. Nope. He comes, he takes them inside, puts them in a controlled environment. He has a special process he does that he can then guarantee that chip or that crack, which can be over 2.5 feet in length, will never get any bigger. He will not waste your time. He'll take a look at the crack in your windshield or the chip if it's gone too deep, and he'll just tell you that. He's not one to take your money under false pretenses. And like I said, he guarantees it for life. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street or call Jeff at 241-8373 for an appointment. He, like I said, guarantees his work, and he does really, really super work. Okay, I'm with Terry Oxley of True Life Church. Terry wanted to come in today, and you come in on a regular basis.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah,
it's just been a while. I figured you needed my voice again.
That's what
I can tell. Obviously, you're going down the wrong track. So,
well, the wrong turkey tracks. So, yeah, I almost killed. I wonder what peacock tastes like. Okay, I've heard it taste like turkey. Okay, you're here today because, you know what? First of all, tell us about True Life Church.
Well, True Life Church is a small country church out in Bella Vista. Been there. I don't know, 25 years. I've been there going on 13, and it's a great church. I love it. I've had large churches up in Portland, Beaverton.
You've been a minister a long time.
Yeah, over 35 years. So.
But you're also a policeman, too.
Portland policeman. Yeah.
Did you go right from the police work to the...
Yes. I left the police department to go into the ministry.
Oh, wow.
So I didn't... I didn't...
Remember the old series Sarge with I forget the actor anyway.
George Kennedy.
Yeah, George Kennedy. Yeah, he was a cop and then he became a priest. Remember that series?
No,
I don't.
I mean, I vaguely do. Obviously, because I thought of George Kennedy when you said it, but that could be just because that's who I was picturing.
Actually, there's a lot of policemen that have gone into the ministry.
You know what? I can understand that. I can understand that, where they've seen so much destruction and death and just maybe not death, but as they have just, you know, the human wreckage
that you all
must see every day.
That's true. But one of the problems, I got into as a policeman, try to help people, try to do the best I could to cause peace and all that. But when I got I was there, and I realized I was there to take reports, go from one crime to the other crime. And by the time I got there, and we had small districts because we were very busy in the community I worked in. By the time you got there, it was all over. So we're taking reports and packing people up, moving them out, whatever. But I just began to start ministering to people in on the streets. Prostitutes, when I was in a home and a family beef, I'd start ministering to them. And I had a sergeant follow me around trying to get me fired. He'd go after me and say, did Terry talk about God? And sometimes they'd say yes and sometimes no. And almost always they brought something up, and I would go ahead and follow through. And I didn't know about it until the chaplain of the police department told me that they had done it, and that the city attorney had finally told them. I guess they had a whole bunch of stuff on me, and said, you can't stop him. You know, it's freedom of speech.
He's not doing anything wrong.
Yeah. So, but
is he helping people?
Well, it came to the point where I just realized that I'm spending more time ministering than I am policing, and I needed to move on. That's not what they were paying me to do. So that's kind of how I ended up becoming a pastor.
Yeah. How'd you get down here?
Oh, well, after 20 years of pastoring large churches, I was kind of tired of it 24/7 and started, gave my church over to another pastor and started taking little churches and either growing them or ministering them. And I ended up at Bella Vista. I love that church out there. It's just, there's peace. People love each other. Man, I hardly have any of the issues that I ever had up in Oregon and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I'm at. But at the same time, I'm one of these kind of pastors that believe that pastors and Christians should be involved in what's going on in our society.
Because a lot of churches will not tell their flock or their people that are attending there. They won't tell them. They won't talk political.
No.
Which to me seems because they're afraid of this separation of church and state type thing?
Yeah, and actually,
be sued or
actually
something?
There is no such thing as separation of church and state. That does not exist in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. But the IRS causes you to be fearful that is. I used to get letters threatening me that if I do this, and I just laugh and throw them away. Sometimes I write them back, tell them where to put it. You know, I'm not the normal kind of pastor, by the way. You know,
I know you applaud people carrying concealed carry. Concealed carry.
You'll never find me without a gun unless I'm naked. You know. So, and then you probably wouldn't.
The thought of that's fearful.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't want to find me that way anyway.
Okay, so is the True Life Church, how would you describe the philosophy of the True Life Church? Is it a Christian philosophy?
Oh, certainly, yeah.
But which brand of Christianity? Because Christianity has several brands.
I don't know if I could put a brand on me. We preach what the Bible says the best that we can. And the best that we have knowledge of, you know, but at the same time, we're not afraid to reveal and show how what the Bible teaches is how we live every day. Mm-hmm. And how we live every day is not just in the church, it's in the world. Mm-hmm. And so when we go out of the church, we take what we believe spiritually and as a Christian and take it into the world. Now it becomes politics. So if I'm a believer that morals, values is something that God has established for all the world. But when I go outside the church, moral values becomes a political issue. So I'm not afraid to talk about moral. In fact, I think we need to talk about moral values. That's how we ended up where we're at today. Our country is immoral in a way that we have never seen before. We are decaying at a rapid pace. And I can recall back, I've been around long enough, that in the 80s and early 90s, when the homosexual movement was really ramping up, that we said, you know, this isn't a matter of them just having a right to behave the way they want to. There's an agenda behind it. And this agenda is way beyond what you think it is. And we got slammed by all the media, the same media that's now coming out as gay and homosexual and immoral and all that.
Well, the agenda, from what I thought, was that to be treated equal. Just because they're gay, they should not be treated. They should not be able to not get a job. They should not be able to have a room rented to them. They should be, you know, they tie it to the civil rights movement, which I think is wrong, because so people in the civil rights movement said, "Whoa, wait a minute, you're going too far there." But I think this discriminating on somebody, so they can't get a job, they can't say something, they can't do certain things that we just accept as normal for us.
But let's go beyond.
It's not right.
If you want to talk about discrimination, that's one thing, because I believe that we all discriminate, and we should discriminate. That's a part of our life. My children, When I was raising children, I make sure I discriminated about who they played with, the kind of person, kind of the values they had, because I didn't want them coming home and bringing values from another family that was totally irate. But this is not a matter of them having a right to get a job. This is a matter of them telling you, you have to accept them the way they are, whether you like it or not. And not only accept it, you have to celebrate it with them. So it's not a matter of me selling you a cake. I have to come to your party and celebrate it with you. That's a problem. And if I were to tell you, you had to do this, regardless of what it is, you might say, hey, I don't have to do anything I don't want to do. But you're being forced to. And not only are you being forced to, you're being fined, arrested, and all these other things.
And your business is taken from
and
you.
Taken. See, there's where the problems come. And we knew this was coming. And it's going to get worse. It's beyond what you imagine, but it's going to get worse.
I agree. I think if somebody has got a religious belief, I have no problems. I can't celebrate a gay marriage, which is essentially what these battles have been about. And you've passed over like 8 different cake makers, and you've come to me to make your cake.
Yeah.
And I can't do it. Yeah. I can't do it because it totally goes against my religion. Then you've discriminated against me because I'm gay, and now that business is closed down.
Yeah. And especially the fact that these same gay people have been coming in and getting served for years, and an employer has gay employees. This is a plot and a plan in order to force and to promote an agenda. So that's one. But, you know, it's like, look around us right now. I mean, we're seeing exposed immorality and behavior everywhere, from our politicians to our so-called celebrities, movie stars. I hate calling them celebrities and movie stars. They're just people that act for a living, you know. And I mean, things are just corrupt. Our government, our politicians, they're coming out of San Francisco with their perverted opinions, and they're promoting it and forcing it upon you and me. That's what we were talking about earlier, you and I were, where if you're having a sexual issue in your life and you want to go to a counselor to have counseling on this, they're trying to make that illegal.
Well, that's what it is. And what you're talking about is the conversion therapy,
right?
Where people that are gay, especially for children, that parents who were concerned about this and were taking them to psychologists and saying, I want you to test my child and talk to my child to make sure that that this is not a phase and it could, you know, this is not a phase in his life and blah, blah, or her life. And what they did to the state of California made that illegal.
Yeah.
So you can't take your child to counseling. You can't take her to church and have them to church for counseling or anything like that.
You think that's right?
No, I don't think it's right. I think that if... I also know, though, but I don't think it's right either. And some of these conversion therapy groups out there was just like, you know, beating them. You know, so I don't think that's right either. But I also think that I think parents' rights should stand above a lot of things. It's, you know what, I have no problems about vaccinations, but I think families being forced into vaccinations, I don't like.
I agree with you.
Okay, and the other thing, too, is that when you get into things that the government forces you to do because a small number of people, I mean, it could be a really, you know, a small number of people in Sacramento believe it's right, they take away your rights. The more things that they do, they take away the rights of parents, they take away the rights of families, they take away your individual rights. By their laws and by their continuing adoption of laws that just aren't fair. Now, one of the things that has raised a brouhaha around here is Bethel Church taking a stand about the new bills about conversion therapy, saying adults, it goes for adults and all these other people too. What they're saying is that it can also mean that if the Bible is considered one of those documents,
It can become illegal.
It can become illegal. Now, yeah, people that write it say that's not true. And, you know, we've got these things in there that say, no, that's not true. But anything where you start crimping religions is dangerous.
Well, and we know how honest our government is when they say something's not true. But, you know, it is even illegal in some countries, Canada, et cetera, and other countries, as a pastor, to preach against things like homosexuality. I mean, they can go to jail for preaching it in their pulpit. So, you know, you have to realize that there's always an end game in this thing. And it's not a matter of just trying to prevent somebody from... But think about this for a minute. I mean, if if I was confused and I wanted help, should I be told that you can't go to somebody to get help in your confusion? That's nonsense.
No, I don't think that's what it says. I think that the people can't be forced into it.
No, it's not forced. It's they can't. I can't.
You can't
counsel them or right. You know, stuff like that.
Okay, if that's the case, see that's wrong. I mean, if a person, if I was doing violent things. Okay, not violent. Let's not say violent. If I was doing something that was not, you know, that could harm me, I should be able to go see a psychologist.
Oh yeah, but
talk to myself. But I'm not even saying it's harm. You know what
yeah,
I'm saying is
right.
for the state to say I can't go see somebody, or that if I was a counselor that I couldn't talk. What if
right,
they said about post-traumatic stress? Oh no, you can't talk to people about post-traumatic yeah, stress. That's just yeah, that's just part of it.
I think freedom of speech is challenging. Let's move. Can I move to something
else? Take a break.
Okay, we'll come back. We're going to talk about the Second Amendment.
Well, I love that. Okay. Hey, we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading. One of the only full-service jewelry stores in town that can design, build, get gems from all over the world, got a watch repair person, and they have super, super prices, and they're honest people. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Reading rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th steak feed and rodeo tickets online at readingrodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, and California Highway Patrol.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple. Naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460. In our this portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers. You know where your loved ones are going to be the happiest? At home. And if you need help, whether it's been after surgery or if it's long-term, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Home Helpers, and it's Sharon Clark. You know, why don't you give her a call at 226-8350 if you need some help there. She's going to come over and give you a complimentary in-home consultation. She's going to do it herself. Then she will put some people there that fit into your home, and them coming around. Schedules based around the needs of your loved one. Give them a call, 226-8350 or readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. And there's no place like True Life Church in Terre Haute. Okay. Well, Second Amendment there, buddy.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to share something here, so just give me some freedom to expand on this thought. But, you know, I'm so tired of hearing the word gun control. We need to actually dump that word and start calling it what it is, gun confiscation, because that's the end game. And politicians, believe it or not, aren't as stupid as they pretend to be. Politicians know what they need.
Thank God.
Yeah. Know what they are doing, and they know how to stop. I really believe they know how to stop most school shootings, but they don't want to do it. Okay, and I'm going to tell you why. And there may be some people listening that's going to just their hair is going to go up and get angry at me, but I'm just going to tell the truth. Okay, they need gun deaths in order to convince the uninformed that they must confiscate all guns to stop shooting. So you know they have children who right now know nothing about guns. Being their leader in order to try to promote this. I believe when we watch these gun deaths in schools, they're horrendous. They're horrible. But our politicians know that in order to stop this, we need people in there, law-abiding citizens, police, whatever, protecting these kids. Because whenever we have that, it just doesn't happen like we see here. But they don't want that. They need the gun deaths so they can say, this is horrendous. We need to stop it. But, you know, I was just listening the other day, and there is not anybody that has been a part of the NRA that has a CCW permit that has gone in there and killed anybody. It's children that are killing the children, and sometimes it's a little older, but most of the time it's the kids. But yet they want to take guns away from the law-abiding citizens that it's reported that over 2.5 million times a year their carrying a gun has prevented a crime or a death.
A CDC study, came out that you don't hear about. The other thing, last Friday, shots were fired in the school. School resource officer went straight there, stopped it. Nobody killed.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a student. It was a former student. Yeah. But he confronted him and got the gun away from him.
And
you don't hear those kind of things.
We don't hear it, and you won't hear it. And the reason is there's an agenda. They need to keep promoting school deaths. That's why they have these idiot kids out there talking about gun control, because they don't know anything about it. And but they can get behind these kids because they're kids. The problem is we still are losing children in school because those that are promoting this, politicians on both sides, they will not do what's necessary. Put in their guns to help protect the kids from these kind of crimes happening.
I think that the NRA has said this. I just saw a assemblyman, I believe, that put in that. There'll be a law that says every school will have a school resource officer, and that, you know, the district's going to have to come up with that money. But they're going to have an armed officer. And I'm not sure. Well, I know not every school around here has got an armed officer there.
No. Well, you know, they did pass. They did begin to have armed teachers, but our politicians killed that in California right off the bat. And again, they need the deaths in order to promote their agenda to confiscate all arms. And so, personally, I'm kind of tired of it. I'm tired of them harassing the NRA when the NRA and organizations like them are those that, basically, they're my voice. If it wasn't for them, we would not have guns anymore. The thing we need to realize, too, is the Second Amendment is a right, and the government does not have a right to take away a right that is God-given. Of course, if they don't believe in a God, then they believe that they are the God that creates these rights, and that's what they want to do. Because as soon as they can do that, then they can take away any right. Because, see, a right is God-given. You know, I have a right of freedom of speech. I have a right to follow the religion I want and to worship the way I want and where I want. But if they can get rid of the Second Amendment, then the other things can fall afterwards. Because they get rid of the fact that it's God-given, not government-given.
So do you think, every time I see this, we had two of the young people on here. They were sincere about it. It wasn't a well thought out plan because they're young, but they were sincere about this. Is that he says, I go into a new classroom, I look around how I can get out of here, you know, and I hear things like that, and I hear the other young man talking about the the danger of, you know, that they think about it. Kids think about it. They can't help but think about it. So where do we come from? Let me ask you this. And I know you're going to tie it back to the fact of how we've degenerated as a country, which might be true. But, you know, when I was growing up, we didn't worry about it. We had guns out in the cars because we were hunting does, you know, on the way to school or something like that, or ducks and, not turkeys. So we have now, we have people killing other people, and it's in churches. They're killing them. You know, two instances of in churches, in schools, and all these things. And these kids don't feel safe, and I really don't blame them on that. So they've got to do something instead of just sitting there like sheep. So if they stand up and say, you know what, I want to be safe. You know, I want to take your guns. Well, you're not going to take my guns, but how about this? How about if we put armed? How about if we put armed security people in your at your school, would that make you feel better that you'd have at least somebody there to face it? And it works. Or make it so your school is safer, but it's transparent to you, so it's not like a prison, you know, quote, prison camp and all that. I just think they have more than a right to say, wait a minute, I'm unarmed, I'm 14 years old, I should be able to go to school without worrying about this.
Right. And they should.
They should.
And part of the problem we have, too, is you're right, we'll go back to the fact that years ago, kids believed in moral values. They believed in a God. They believed in an afterlife. These children are going and have to school hopeless. They're not, unless they have a family that is seeking the things of God, regardless of what religion they might be in. But they don't have a knowledge. In fact, their schools are teaching them, this is it. When you're dead. You're evolved, you know, which to me is an absolute insanity to think that somebody could actually become what we are by accident. And so the problem is the values, the morals, they're gone from the children. You know, I thought about this way back when I was pastoring during Columbine, that these kids, they were lost in their heart. They had no thought of there's going to be life after this life. And if you did, you know, it's like.
Yeah, no concept.
No concept of it. So if I realize that when I die, I'm either going to go to heaven or hell. I'm going to think about that, whether I believe it or not. I'm going to think about the possibilities. But if that is erased completely from you and you're dead, you're dead. Well, why not just do whatever you want to do?
I think it's one of the new quarterlies that comes out. It said 22 books you don't have to read. Catcher in the Rye, Huckleberry Finn.
Bible.
The Bible was one of those.
Yeah.
And there was an editorial in the Record Searchlight this weekend on the opinion page that refuted that. That says you're wrong. Because and they said it's not told right and it's, you know, it's repetitive falseness. And the guy goes, no, it's not. He says, I believe in it. And if you believe in something that helps form you in good and bad, and if there's good out there and you've got to live to be to a certain standard, I thought it was really a nice editorial. And this is what you're saying.
Well, you know, when I was young, I went to church, believed in the Lord. As I got older, as a policeman, I started living like there was no such thing as God, even though I still believe in God. And my values and my morals went to the dump, okay? And the way I was living, to be honest, if I continued to live that way, I don't know where I'd be today. But when I came to the place where I recognized that Jesus is important, that changed my life. And when I received him as my Savior and God, it changed my life to what I'm doing today. And so I think we need that taught. We need it taught wherever it can be taught. We need to get away from all this stuff that says there is no such thing as God and the Bible is useless, because the Bible is everything.
Okay. We're here with Terry Oxley of True Life Church, who's the pastor out there. I've known Terry now for several years, and he comes in on occasion, and he's a man, a conservative man who believes what the Bible says is what's true.
Absolutely.
You can hate the sin and love the sinner.
You can.
You should.
In fact, we're supposed to do that.
You should do
that's
that,
right.
Right?
That's right.
Okay. Terry, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And now, when you teach about the Second Amendment and about people getting involved in these things, the fact is that there are churches, as I said earlier, that are afraid to get into this battle because they're afraid that the IRS is going to say that, no, you're going to lose your tax exemption status. And you don't believe in that?
No. It all comes from the thing called the Johnson Amendment way back in the old days. And it had nothing to do with what we're talking about. You know, in our church, we believe in freedom of speech and freedom of religion. And so what, if the Bible teaches it, we're going to teach it. And when it comes to Second Amendment, I got a little sign on the door that says you're allowed to carry here. Just make sure you hit what you're going to aim at, you know.
Okay. Terry Oxley, True Life Church. How do you get there?
Head east on 299. When you get to Deschutes, turn right. Go about a block and a half, and we're up on the right. Our Sunday mornings are 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Okay. Hey, we come back. We have Brad Long, who is from the Veterans Resource Center. He's going to be talking about our homeless veterans and all the things they've been doing for them. It's 48 degrees. It's going up to 72 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793.
And I am proud to report, of course, that the Shasta Lake is looking awfully gorgeous. It's still only about 13 feet from the top of the dam. We are coming up on 8 o'clock. On KCNR, Shasta Reading Community Talk Radio for the North State, news will be brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
TownHall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. South Korea's president says President Trump should be considered for the Nobel Peace Prize for his role in breaking the stalemate on the Korean Peninsula. North Korea's Kim Jong-un is now suggesting that he may get rid of his nukes, according to South Korea's government.
The officials say Kim made the vow while meeting with South Korea's leader last week.
We've heard this before.
Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton is not impressed.
The North Korean propaganda playbook is an infinitely rich resource.
Bolton tells CBS's Face the Nation the administration is not naive.
What we want to see from them is evidence that it's real and not just rhetoric.
And says a lot rides on the president's own summit with Kim.
I think we'll have a meeting over the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Bolton says the date and place are still being worked out.
The president's ready to go on this.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Some of the hundreds of Central American migrants who've gathered at the border at Tijuana are defiantly sitting atop the fence that separates Mexico from the U.S., others waving flags of their home countries as they seek asylum in the U.S. Officials say others have been detained trying to sneak into the U.S. T-Mobile and Sprint may be joining forces, two wireless carriers announcing a $26.5 billion merger deal.
The nation's third and fourth largest wireless companies have been considering joining forces for years, which would bulk them up to a similar size as industry giants Verizon and AT&T, with about 127 million customers.
Correspondent Julie Walker says the deal would require regulatory approval. Americans return to their spending ways this month after a two-month slump, consumer spending up 0.4%. The Dow is up 129 points, the Nasdaq ahead 30, the S&P 9 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. You can get your own free copy. Just go to 501kretired.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kretired.com. 501kretired.com. Get what's yours. Just go to 501kretired.com right now. 501kretired.com.
Japanese police have captured a fugitive who eluded authorities for weeks in a bizarre drama that gripped the country.
Police thought Tsusuma Hiraho was on the tiny forested island of Mukaishima, near the prison from where he escaped. A number of thefts on the island suggested the fugitive hadn't wandered far. Japan was captivated by this low-risk prisoner's ability to evade such a large search party. But the authorities were looking in the wrong place. He was finally caught in the city of Hiroshima, 70 kilometres away. He told police he'd got off the island by braving strong currents and swimming the narrow stretch of water to the mainland.
The BBC's Michael Bristow. The French president's office says there's nothing mysterious about the disappearance of an oak tree he planted on the White House lawn last week. The tree was put in quarantine, just like other plants or animals brought into U.S. territory. News and analysis at townhall.com. At least several thousand people rallying in Moscow, protesting recent restrictions on internet freedom in Russia.
Protesters flocked to a central street to rally against the authorities' move to block parts of the internet in Russia. Russian authorities this month started blocking popular messaging app Telegram over its refusal to hand over encryption keys. Telegram has refused to share data, citing privacy concerns. It's promised to keep the app running despite the ban. In a battle to cripple Telegram's operations, the Russian communications watchdog earlier this month blocked some servers owned by tech giants Google and Amazon, affecting millions of Russian websites. Jeremy House reporting.
Politico reports that Navy Rear Admiral Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who abandoned his nomination to be Secretary of Veterans Affairs, will not return to the job of the president's personal physician, but he will remain on the White House medical staff. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 in the middle of our remodel. And as I was just reminded by our guest, Brad Long, who will be on in a second here, it's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the last day, okay? The last day of April. I said earlier, I said maybe we had another day left, and Bob slapped me around on that one. Thank you very much, Bob, for that.
Well,
I've been thinking about it all day. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't want somebody else to give you a bad time.
No,
so.
No, I'd rather it be you. Okay, the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, newly remodeled. Still great customer service. But their walk-in humidor is larger and has much more in diversity there. And Shelly's out looking all the time to get more different brands and better types of smoke in there at Tobacco and Brew. What's the weather look like?
Mostly sunny skies today, high near 73. Winds out of the north at 6 to 8 miles an hour. That's going to be changing during the week. We will have an overnight low of 49. Tomorrow it moves up into the 80s, and as we head late into the week, we start flirting with that 90-degree mark. Overnight lows will be in the mid to upper 50s. Right now in Reading, we are at 51 degrees. And Shasta Lake remains about 13 feet from the top of the dam. It is absolutely gorgeous. Get out on a boat. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane discounts for seniors and veterans. They have payment plans. They have it all. It's a veteran-owned business down in Anderson. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to Terry Raposa. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, Carl. How you doing?
Peachy.
Good. Well, tonight at 5:30 at 2570 South Bonneview Road, we will be having our Jefferson meeting, as we always do every Monday. And at 6 p.m., we're going to have the sheriff coming in. We had his competition come in. Mr. Green came in, and we're going to have Tom in tonight at 6 o'clock. We invite all of the public to come and ask their questions. We'll have a long Q&A session. That's normally the way we do our formats, because I think that most people believe that the heavy lifting is always done in the Q&A. People want to know, they want to know about their dog in the hunt. One other quick thing, too, I wanted to bring up. The folks could go to the archives on KCNR 1460 and hear the Jefferson State of Mind program from Sunday. The position that the folks of Jefferson in all 21 committees is an absolute no, on the three-state initiative by Tim Draper, and we explain the reasons for that on that program. Another quick bit of news, we have two more counties, Stanislaus and Mariposa, that are in the process now getting the legal description of their counties and joining the state of Jefferson, bringing the county total, which will be the final total, to 23.
Okay. That's the 23, and that's what would make up the northern part in the state of Jefferson.
That will make up the state of Jefferson, yes. But I think it's very, very imperative that folks go to the program on the archive. It's very important because not only do we have Ben Berquam, who's leading the charge against the sanctuary state, to give you an idea of this young man's influence, he had 40,000 hits on Facebook before he even came on. So the hits he gets are in the millions. He's going to be up here with us fighting this sanctuary, this unconstitutional sanctuary state. And again, the position, the unconstitutional basic position of Tim Draper's initiative is something else we talk about, and I think people really will enjoy the program.
Well, okay, Terry, and you're welcome for providing you a platform for all this.
Well, you're welcome for us paying you for that.
Moving right along.
Okay. That was interesting, Terry.
No, I mean,
that's interesting. That's interesting, Terry. You are, and you are, but
I'm thankful, you, and I'm sure you are too. So, I mean, it's a good relationship. Appreciate it.
This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction is the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. And it started right here 10 years ago by Ted Leidy. He's in 32 counties now. 32 counties? Which is more than 22 counties. But he's in 32 counties here and provides firearm instruction in both CCW and, Terry, I provide you a voice here. I charge you for that. That's how we keep this place open. But do you think, Terry, that what you pay me keeps this place open? I'll be more than happy to talk to you about this. But frankly, when you say things like that, it makes me wonder about reaching out and providing the free airtime, the PSAs, and all those things I do to help with the state of Jefferson as part of this when I have your attitude. Nobody else but you acts like this. I don't get this from other people who have shows here. What I get is, and I don't ask for anything, but as far as paying me, you might want to check and see when's the last time you paid me, too. Let's take a break.
May 16th through 19th, as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline-pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stick feed and rodeo tickets online at RedingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Shasta.com and the new Sheridan Hotel.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation. 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
Start saving money now. The Cool April Night Sale is here at Redding Kia.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in 2017, and 2018 Kia Forte, highest ranked compact car in 2017.
0% for 75 months. It's just like cash on 2018 Kia Sportage and 2018 Kia Optima. Try zero down on credit approval.
Get huge customer cashback deals on every new Kia and terrific offers on the 51 MPG 2018 Kia Niro. Highest ranked small SUV in 2017.
Never pay for an oil change or tire rotation for as long as you own your new Kia. The cool April night sale is here. You're invited.
0% financing for 75 months at $1,333 per thousand finance through KMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving now.
Ends 4/30. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Start saving money now.
Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
Locally owned KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, is also home to local programming and local sports. Mondays at 6 p.m., Radio Wasteland explores the mysteries all around us with a team of researchers who dig deep into the unseen world. Thursdays at 6, it's Chris and Jen Gomez keeping you up on pop culture and entertainment with We're a Little Behind, KCNR, where you also get local high school football, basketball, and, of course, baseball with the Redding Colt 45s. KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at the studios of KCNR 1460. 8:15 in the morning here on the last day of April, April the 30th. 52 degrees. Okay, is it catching up with me now? 52 degrees going up to 72 today. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a lot hotter this week also. Warming up right now.
No dogs in the cars.
That's right. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at North State Security. You know what a great bunch of people these guys are. Started here 50 years ago this year, North State Security. Lance Beck, his father, started this, and Lance continues to run this company at the zenith of professionalism. They have people out on the trails helping the police right now. They guard the power plants. They're there for schools. They're there for special events. And they can be at your business or home in less than 10 minutes. That's right, 10 minutes or less of a program they have. Give them a call, 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. I'm here with Brad Long, who heads up the Veterans Resource Center. And you know what? You invited us over to that opening, to your kind of grand opening of the place down there on,
Park Marina.
Park Marina.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. What a great place. And tell us about that. Tell us, first of all, what Veterans Resource Center is.
Well, Veterans Resource Center has been around since about 1972. Initially started to advocate for Vietnam veterans, but as the business grew, we were handling many veterans from different eras. So thus the name changed to Veterans Resource Center itself, from Vietnam Veterans of California. In those years, we've developed special relationships with other veterans organizations and started to concentrate specifically on housing. We have 4 behavioral health centers, 166 behavioral health beds throughout our system. We have the ability to take veterans who are literally homeless living in their cars and get them wrapped around with services, get them into treatment, whether it's drug and alcohol abuse or if it's PTSD, traumatic brain injury, anything like that. Get them wrapped around with services, get them the treatment, get them stabilized, pay their security deposits, utility deposits, and get them in their own places. We also have the ability to stabilize veterans' housing. So let's say you're a veteran and you have an unexpected bill, medical bill, something comes up, that domino effect if you're running on a tight budget and you can't keep up with everything. Well, we can step in and assist and stabilize those houses also. But for the past 5 years, we've been concentrating on expanding our housing options for veterans. And that's where Park Marina came in. Park Marina is a non-contract facility for us, and that means I don't have a VA contract or behavioral health contract that I am forced to have to warehouse people in there in order to make it scratch the numbers.
Right.
This case, the city of Redding stepped in and assisted us getting that, and we can have 6 veterans in there. I can have 12 veterans in there as long as I'm paying the bills. And we've created what we want to feel like a home environment for the veterans, not an institutional, not a clinical environment, but a place where veterans who are early on in recovery, getting their life back together, can come in there and join together with other veterans and get the help they need, get their feet underneath them so that they can eventually get into stabilized housing.
Well, you know what? And let me tell you about this place. We went over to it that day, and what a great place. You have the bedrooms. You have two to a room, and almost, I guess, most of the rooms there, maybe all of the rooms. A big great area there, or a great room, a nice, very nice sized kitchen. You have barbecues out back, places where you can sit out there under the shade. And we met some of the veterans there that day. You've gotten them off the streets. You've gotten them into that next phase of their lives where they're getting jobs and they're doing something then. How many facilities? I mean, I know that you've helped so many people over the last several years.
This one facility is unique in our system. This is our first non-contract facility.
Okay.
In total, we have five of these types of facilities, transitional housing for veterans. We have what's called Grant Per Diem, which is three meals and a cot a day. A lot of guys come and stay with us. We have guys that have gone over to Eureka to get on fishing boats. That's where one of our facilities are. And the fishing boat has already sailed, and they don't have any money in their pocket. They end up in our transitional facility there. We can handle 65 veterans over in that facility. But we've got the same facilities in Sacramento, Santa Rosa, Reno, and Eureka right now. But that's just we've started to shift also from that transitional to permanent housing. We now have about five projects of permanent supportive housing that we're going to be building throughout Northern California, including the Shasta Lake project that we've got going.
Okay. Well, you know what? We talk about the number of homeless veterans we have. Do you have any estimate on that up here in the northern area?
The last pit count that we did, point-in-time count, that the COC assisted with, it looks like the initial numbers were coming in and says something like 39 veterans.
39?
Yeah, that are, well, I believe, chronically homeless veterans that are constantly on the street.
And you've housed now how many?
This year I've housed over 145.
Okay.
So
there's something.
Every year.
Okay, maybe the numbers may be a little strange. But here's what I'm getting at, though, is because you've housed so many, maybe the number of veterans that we have out there is dropping. I mean, I hear about all this, homeless, let's take care of homeless veterans. Brad never says a word. You never say a word. You just go out there and do it. I mean, because, let's raise money for the homeless veterans. Well, why don't you just take that money you're raising and give it to Brad?
Yeah. We've already got a large funding stream for that. It's called Supportive Services for Veterans and Families. It's a grant from HUD and the VA.
Okay. All right. And that's working?
It's working immensely. Since we've started the grant here 4.5, 5 years ago, we've housed close to 1,100 veterans with those funds. And every year, the pit count comes out and we end up with like 90, 95 chronically homeless veterans or something to that effect. And I'm always housing 150, 160 of those. So we just keep diving forward and just handling what's coming off the street to do the work that we need to do. We have the funds there. One thing that we definitely did do is we shifted our concentration over the last 18 months to those chronically homeless veterans. We were specifically looking at those veterans with comorbid things, drug and alcohol abuse, behavioral health, something else going on, something. TBIs, PTSD, something that's really keeping them from getting a grip and getting going with their life. So there's been a concentration on that, and we've definitely seen a drop in those chronic veterans that are homeless on the street, living in transitional housing, something like that.
I wish there was a way for the other people to study what you guys are doing. Because everybody talks about, we can't do anything. And here you are. Okay, I'm going to go for this grant. Okay, I'm putting these veterans. I've got 160 people off the streets now. And I've got, say there's another 100. And you're looking at, I think I could probably take care of 100 here in this year. If I keep moving forward as the way we are. Have you given this roadshow to the city council and the board of supervisors?
We do.
Did they ever ask?
Brad,
how do you do this?
We're heavily involved in the COC. Our programs, especially the SSVF programs, Supportive Services for Veterans and Families. Not only do we handle the veteran, but we also handle dependents. And so of those 140 some odd this year, we've actually, with dependents, it's probably closer to 250 people that we've helped to get off the street. And with the COC, excuse me, we talk about programs called Rapid Rehousing and Homeless Prevention. And that is what the SSVF grant is for, are those two items, those two specific applications of funding and services. And so within the COC, we do a lot of sharing back and forth on knowledge, on programs. And we do what wraparound services. So we're working with Health and Human Services. We're working with Empire Treatment very closely. We work with a whole bunch of other agencies in town to get all the services needed. And so in that case, there's a few rapid rehousing organizations out there, like CalWORKS is another rapid rehousing. Health and Human Services has, I believe, another grant coming up for rapid rehousing. And by wrapping the services around with everything that we can garner with our other community partners, that's when we have the most success. So yeah, there's been a lot of work heading this way. And actually, one of the problems was, I'm sure that there's a few people that could correct me on this if I'm wrong. We were not eligible for something called the, I believe it's called ESG Emergency Solutions Grant until just last year. And inside of that grant was where the rapid rehousing funding was.
Mm-hmm.
And so our new COC coordinator and the COC finally were able to apply for those funds, and that's when those programs got off the ground. So, yeah, we're heading that direction, and it's looking really good with the new COC, the way it's put together, and also with a coordinated entry system. The Homeless Management Information System, that is a computer database that we can track this with. We're able to do the referrals and to, like, if a veteran is found even in, let's say, up in Siskiyou County, which is part of our COC, they can be referred directly to me in a matter of minutes on this program.
Wow.
So that's great.
That's good. You know what? When you get things like that, I don't know, is it just because of veterans? Is it because of that system, or is it just the system you set up, really?
The specific rapid rehousing program?
Yeah, that, I mean, that comes out of HUD. I know that. But the system that you have that reacts as quickly, is everybody else having the same success?
Most all of our VRCs that administer this program, which there's 15 sites in Northern California, Arizona, Nevada, we have about the same success. So last year alone, we aided close to 16,000 veterans in one way or another with these programs.
Wow. So this thing is working then.
Yeah.
Well, gosh, you know what? I just find it amazing that this many people are being helped, and there's not a lot of publicity about it.
Mm-hmm.
Not that you seek any. Okay. And you know, I so much appreciate, Lynn and I both appreciated that, you know, the invitation to come see the newest facility there. And that leads you to other things, too, because this gets you going. I mean, you are not a one-trick pony here, because you're looking at different things for veterans with PTSD and all these other things, and you know, things that you can help veterans with.
Mm-hmm.
And you have also I don't know, the being able to do this successfully. How big is your team here in town?
Very small, actually. We have four people on our team here in Reading, but that does not count the volunteers and the community partners. And everybody that jumps on board and helps our clients, who happen to be veterans, all those people we could count into the thousands that are just at a phone call away and willing to help.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. We're going to take a quick break here, but I want to come back and talk about things you're looking at for the, you know, this year, in the future, maybe even you know, things that can happen, or things that you're going to need to do, or things that people can help with here. I mean, it's, you know, you've gotten how many housed here now?
145 this year.
145 this year.
I'm waiting for my staff to text me to tell me if that's true or not.
Brad Long heads up the Veteran Resource Center here. It's one of about 15 in California, Arizona. Where else? Arizona.
Northern California, Arizona, Nevada.
Nevada
is where we're at right now. We're looking at expanding a few other places, possibly Oregon.
Is this a private organization?
We're a private nonprofit.
Private nonprofit that started
1972.
In?
In Santa Rosa. And we, it was specifically advocating for Vietnam veterans. It was literally just a one room, two desks, and a pool table there.
Yeah.
And I believe there was a kegerator in there also.
A kegerator.
So the veterans come in, have a beer, and be able to shoot some pool.
Kegerator. I wonder if we can have like a...
That's my kind of office.
You know, like Mary's Pizza's putting that beer wall in.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I wonder, does that help? I mean, for guests before they come in?
The wall of the beer.
Okay. Radlon, we'll be right back after these messages, but this portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice. Recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back. You between
my arms. Service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Are you having some problems here today with music there, buddy?
Yeah, Amazon Music's letting me down a little bit. I'm going to fiddle with it a bit. Yeah, okay. I may have to reboot my tablet.
You were talking so much about growlers during the break. I was trying to figure out if you were talking about Rottweilers or something, but it turns out they're like miniature beer kegs that you can get up in Oregon.
Little, it's a 1 or 2 quart bottle.
Yeah. A 1 or 2 quart bottle?
Yeah, brown glass, and you get your beer fresh and take it home and enjoy it.
Wait a minute. This is just like large bottles of beer, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
and you fill
it. They were like little miniature kegs that you got filled up.
Well, you treat them in the same way, though. You own the bottle, and you take it in and get it filled, and then you go home with it. Good fun.
27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here. I mean, 9 o'clock, sorry. 9 o'clock at KCNR 1460. Here at the epicenter of the change that's going downtown in Reading. And Brad, we're here with Brad Long, who is the head of the Veterans Resource Center. He said, well, how long is this doing of the studio is going to last? the restructuring and all this stuff. I wish I could tell you that. I would have thought it was finished last month. As you can see, I'm wrong. And as today I walked in and saw the lighting in our office there and decided that's not going to work because you have to use a flashlight to find your way around the office with the new lighting we have. I'm sure that's going to change. This portion of the show, though, is always brought to you by – this portion right now is always brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that – you know what? That gives the best haircuts anywhere around here, and they give discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. As I was saying, we're here with Brad Long, who heads up the Veterans Resource Center, got over 140 – veterans off the streets into places where they can, where they're safe, and they can then take that next step into getting jobs. Mm-hmm. In fact, you've got people you recommend right now who are able to step into jobs, you know, or rejoin that portion mm-hmm. of society, taking care of themselves and moving on from there.
Mm-hmm. We part of a stabilization plan, and you'll hear in clinical circles the individualized service plan. For us, we do what's called a housing stability plan, and that the stability encompasses everything from their physical health to their mental health to their income sources. And so we get them hooked up with the veterans advisors at the EDD, with local temp agencies, and any place that we might have word coming in that there's potential for a veteran to be hired. And so we do, I would say, about 10% of our veterans, we've helped to get higher-level jobs someplace else.
Okay.
A lot of veterans we've been able to get into some sort of training programs, apprenticeship programs, or back into school. That's another part of the stabilization. Use their GI Bill.
So
get them back into school, some sort of VOTEC training or higher education.
Shasta College.
Yep.
Are you able to utilize that area out there? They've got a veteran center and all that mm-hmm. kind of stuff mm-hmm. out there, too.
They're doing great work out there.
Sure.
They're expanding their services to veterans out there, and we're due to start holding a veterans collaborative out there soon that's sponsored by Shasta College.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know what? We need to do something like that because one of our veterans, you know, that were having problems that you've been able to salvage and move on to the next one, Shasta College is just a fine place for people to learn that trade they can learn a trade and literally walk out after using their GI Bill and get a job that's going to pay them $50,000, $60,000 a year mm-hmm. just to start.
Mm-hmm.
on this right here. And the fact that you're encouraging the people to do that is great. Plus, we've got other things they can go into also. You know, if they just want to, they want to go beyond that, or they want to pick up a degree in whatever, they can still start out there. And then once they're stabilized like that, move on to something else.
Yeah, and like the community partners that we have, I believe it's the American Legion sponsors mm-hmm. Truck driving school for veterans. And the American Legion can step in and help them get out there and work with trucks and stuff like that.
Let me tell you something.
Or is that you?
No, that wasn't me. No. I've been involved in the trucking business. I was involved in it for a year and a half. And whenever, you know, when I see an 18-wheeler, I squeal and run the other way. Because truck drivers are another group that there's 50 or 60,000 person shortage
mm-hmm.
for truck drivers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and they start out at $60,000 a year,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes more, and they're begging for drivers. They'll put them through the school, and then you know if you have a small company and you're trying to get insurance, and you need somebody that's got a lot of years in there. They're not going to insure anybody unless they have at least 3 years on the road, mm-hmm. which is why you go to the big companies and let them tear off, you know, as the guy said, tear off the stacks, drive over somebody's bumper, you know, when they're trying to make the turn and all these kind of things. But it is an honest, good job out there. And for a lot of veterans who maybe they don't need to be around a lot of people, this is a really good job.
Yep.
You know, plenty of time on the road there and a good paying job. And they can be based out of one place and work all the United States.
The companies get a tax break for hiring veterans also. I believe it's about a $9,000 per head tax break every time you hire a veteran
mm-hmm.
to help offset the initial costs.
Well, I think that's great. You know, mm-hmm. Frankly, people aren't going to like this one. Well, maybe they will. If you're a veteran, you're going to probably like it. I think that, when you get into these tax brackets and all this, that if you're a veteran and you've got a percentage of disability caused by war, by combat, then you get that percentage taken off your income taxes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're 100% disabled because of combat, you don't pay any income taxes. And people go, oh, wait a minute, that's how much money is that? We figure that less than 1% of all Americans mm-hmm. have ever served
mm-hmm.
in the military. Think about that. Of course, that would be, veteran, I just love the people, I love veterans, till it becomes tough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you see this all the time,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we want to support you.
Oh, yeah.
And then what
yeah.
happens?
Yep. And then they just kind of disappear. You know, they just kind of like blend into the woodwork all of a sudden when
yeah.
it really comes pushed up. But there's so many people that step up to the plate. For example, Shasta Builders Exchange, the Kiwanis. Many other people, we put that sunshade patio on Park Marina. And we didn't have to do anything. They did the whole thing for us. They
right.
stepped up to it.
And
that's what's great about this community. They do step up for veterans here.
They do. They do. And, it's some of them. And they don't realize a lot of times that when they say things, it can be, they wouldn't say it to other people. And they'll say it to veterans. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I had a really, really, really nice lady say to me. She said, "I understand you've had multiple combat tours." And I went, "Yes, yeah, I have." She goes, "But you know what? You seem so normal." I mean, she said that to me,
yeah,
and I
get that too.
And you get that too, right?
Yeah.
A lot of us get that. And you look at him, and when you say at that point, like, "Well, you're blonde."
She hadn't spent a lot of time in your presence, had she?
Well, in fact, that was the first time I met her. But it turns out that we became very good friends mm. after that. And I understand where she was coming from later on. But, but the thing is that veterans are no different than anybody else,
yeah.
except it's a sense of honor for having served.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
going out there and doing things like that and living our life in the military, whether it's for 2 years, 4 years, 8 years, 30 years
mm-hmm.
or more, it's just part of the life.
We've had some very specific, I won't name the companies, but large chains that always express that they support veterans. But when push comes to shove, you hear from like the local people who work at these chains saying,
yeah.
"We don't want to hire a veteran because we're so afraid of veterans."
Oh, the local people say that.
Yeah, yeah.
You're
now,
kidding.
Is that
afraid of veterans?
Yeah. Is that some sort of a culture that's across the board in these chains, or what? I don't know. So yeah, we've heard from people that say, we're afraid of veterans, that they might snap on us, that they might get angry and blow up in a public situation, all the way to, are they going to pull a gun and shoot the place up, type of thing, because of PTSD. It's absurd. It really hurts.
Yeah. And so what do you tell a business like this? Do you tell them, you show them statistics showing is that the veterans that come in there that are better trained,
mm-hmm.
they've got leadership skills that they're mainly
mm-hmm.
the mainstream does not have. They show up on time, they're polite, they dress well, they have a lot of initiative, which may be scary to some of the guys
mm-hmm.
out there, and that their fears are just something that are, it's like an urban myth. Are they also afraid of rats coming in and chewing off their ear at night,
I would point out the last several horrific incidents did not involve any sort of...
Let me think.
No,
they didn't.
No.
There's no veterans mm-hmm. out there doing mm-hmm. these things. In fact, I can't think of them, Anyway.
Yeah.
So this whole thing comes down to the fact that there's these irrational fears. And I wish you would tell me after this show is over who that was that you talked to, so I can just kind of go down there.
Sure.
And then let them know how. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
They're already off my list.
Yeah. There. Yeah. Wow.
But I think when you try to correct that,
That doesn't surprise me. That does not surprise me.
Yeah.
I mean,
I still patronize them, so it's, it is what it is.
Yeah.
But when you try to correct that attitude with people, it takes them to be exposed with the veterans community to see that we are normal. We're not going to snap. We're not some messed up PTSD. And a lot of the push in the last 8 years has been on veterans homelessness.
Yeah.
And so a lot of publicity has been about veterans with substance abuse issues, with TBI, traumatic brain injury, PTSD. But there has not been a lot of focus on the successful veterans that have come out, formed businesses, started contributing to the community. There's not as much concentration on that. And so in the public perception, the paradigm that is formed is that we're all homeless. We're all living on the fringe, that we all want to go Rambo somehow.
You know, you look around this area here and look at veterans. See, Record Searchlight put in there a couple of times, you know, former Marine, former soldier. I called Silas Lyons. I said, how can you do that, Silas? He goes, why don't you say this? Senator Maurice Johannesson, former soldier. How about you say, Carl Bott, former Marine? How about every time that somebody around this town does something that's good, why don't you put in the fact then that mm-hmm. they're a serviceman mm-hmm. or a servicewoman? Why don't you do that? And Silas said, you know what? We'll do that. And he says, or we'll cut out the other part. And what I've seen is, I'm not sure if they have or not, because, you know, they're owned by USA Today. But, see, those are the kind of things that when you see those kind of headlines, mm-hmm. even the guy had been a Marine 40 years ago or 10 years ago, and they've been kicked out, it's always former Air Force, you know, who did mm-hmm. this. Mm-hmm. So I understand exactly what you're saying, Brad. But we need to focus on the fact there are so many veterans in this town who have been successful. And we just talk about the latest one down here in Theory Coffee with the roasting of the beans.
Mm-hmm.
Former Marine NCO. Mm-hmm. Sam and his wife and the guys down there that formed this thing up. It's the place is so crowded you can't get into it at lunchtime. It's absolutely a super place, Theory Coffee, and it's another place that's founded by military. You've got mortgage companies here. You've got real estate companies. You have all these things that are going on out there. All of them from military. Some of them are very large. I think either Lowe's or Home Depot. One mm-hmm. of the ones was formed by a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
Yep.
Who doesn't want to do business with NRA anymore. So we won't throw that one in there. Okay, I'm with Brad Long, who I would like to give a big shout-out for everything. And Brad, you don't get enough thanks. So this is kind of like a way of thanking you also for being for doing the things that you do. And you can't do this just because you're being paid to do it. You do it because I've watched you. You do it because you love the veterans.
And that's the thing. And I want to definitely mention that there's a mission-oriented attitude at my office. My case managers, they handle each veteran individually. They really attack the issues for that veteran and help get them going, help get them back on the feet. Our whole company is very much mission-oriented on this. We don't do it for the money. We do it for the veteran. We do it for the community. And so that's where a huge portion of our pay comes from, is to be able to see that kind of success happen. We all look forward to going to work in the morning. That's what's really interesting about this job. I've been in nonprofit work for about 17 years now, and this mm-hmm. is the first company that I've worked for where every morning when I get up and have to go to work, I know there's going to be messes. I know there's going to be veterans that come in that have huge problems to overcome. And it can be very trying on us as those who help them. But we look forward to it every day. This is the first job I've ever had that has that kind of gratification in it.
Wow, that's great, Brad. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. We're Brad Long heads up the Veteran Resource Center up here in the Redding. What is the whole Northern California area? Is that you?
Or is there my region? I'm regional director, so I cover Chico, Redding, Eureka, and all the counties all the way up to the border.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of like your own little miniature Jefferson State.
Yeah, sure.
Is what you are. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at SST Oil. It's a spring cleaning sale over there. House maintenance is important. So from now through June 8th, SST Oil is offering a 20% off maintenance and 10% off all parts on those Toyo, Tommy, and Monitor brand heaters and water heaters. Veterans get an additional 5% off. Now, that's SST Oil. These people are great. Been in the business here for over 50 years. Started 51 years ago, come to think of it. And they do it all. They have this from fuel carts for all your people in your business to everything else. Early bird discounts. This is all over at SST Oil. Give them a call, 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil at 2370 Wyndham Lane, right here in Redding. We'll be right back.
BK
careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This Security Moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
The Bulls are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tights. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at ReadingRodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
At Cypress Store Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Store Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Store Eyes, 722-9992.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in the wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR1460 with Carl and Linda. Bob. Linda is on assignment this morning. Tomorrow, we'll have with us Kara Downs, who is a nationally known author and speaker about violence. Domestic violence. She was almost killed and has talked about that experience several times. So she'll be on with us, as will Brian Martin from We Back the Blue and also River Commons, talking about things, if nothing else, a lot of things we're going to talk about. The programs that are going on to help the police and also in their families, but also senior living. You know, right now, seeing the senior living business is starting to explode. Can I say that? It's because the baby boomers are reaching that age where they're retiring, they're going on, and then there's so many other things. Brian Martin tomorrow also, along with Kara Downs, plus other things that we'll be talking about that are, maybe a little more closer to home. I'm here with Brad Long, who heads up the Veterans Resource Center. He is the regional director up here in Northern California, so he's got essentially all of Northern California, all the counties here, and the Veterans Resource Center is set up to help our set up veterans for a number of different ways. But he's been finding homes for he's found homes for over 142 veterans, providing the housing, job training, the counseling they need, and all this has been kind of like below the surface. We hear all these people that are beating their chest about helping the homeless, helping the homeless, helping the homeless, but you don't see a lot of
that happening. I mean, not a large scale success like you've had.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it because you know how to work the system?
Not really. We know how to work our program.
I mean, I don't mean that in a bad sense. Okay. I don't mean like, oh, cheating. No, because you know what it's. You know what your program is, so you know how to use that.
And the SSVF program, we're pretty lean and mean. And we have a long history of experience since 1972 working with veterans. And specifically concentrated on homeless veterans probably the last 35 years. And so we know where to go. We know where those veterans are at. We know what their specific needs are. And so we're just given marching orders by our founder, Peter Cameron, and said, this is what you do, this is how you do it, and here's the funds to do it with. And we just went out and did it. So really kind of that simple.
Well, you know what? It works.
Mm-hmm.
Sure does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know it's too early to talk about this, but you get involved in other things. Like you're looking now at the possibility of something else going on around here with helping people with post-traumatic stress.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's too early really to get into it, but your ideas on something like this on a retreat.
We're working with a fledgling organization right now.
Mm-hmm.
The proposed name for this is Broken Warrior. At first, I had a little problem with that. I'm a veteran. I don't want to say I'm broken, right?
Right.
But it was in my own history, in my own overcoming of the issues that I had to face. Part of that was facing that I was broken. And so it's
did
like
they change that name?
What's that?
Was that name changed? Or was that it all the time?
That's what's proposed for the name of the organization.
Okay,
right,
I understand. Because
then
I took umbrage at that too.
Sure.
But I'm thinking. Maybe that's the first step on a program like this is to say, you know what,
very likely.
And not irretrievably broken.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the person that's putting this together, Angela, I keep forgetting Angela's last name.
We'll just go with Angela.
Okay, Angela, is looking at different types of modalities to help our veterans and the veterans' families.
Mm-hmm.
The spouses of veterans, I mean, my own wife, she's had to put up with a lot of stuff with things that I've had to overcome in mm-hmm. my reintegration into civilian world. So support for those spouses, support for the children of veterans families, and the ability to come together in a beautiful setting up here in the foothills where they can. I was just up there the other day and walked out on the patio of this beautiful property. And there is the view all the way down to like past Anderson Ripple from that area, and there's two eagles flying over the valley there.
Yeah.
It was this beautiful, peaceful area, and there's work therapy that can be done there. There's equine therapy, and there's the fact of veterans getting together and just veterans talking one on one and being able to share those experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like there's many times even, you know, like a Navy veteran needs to talk to a Navy veteran sometimes. Sometimes a Marine needs to talk to a Marine, a combat vet to a combat vet,
right.
You know, type of thing. And set up that kind of environment, again, that home type of environment where they can feel comfortable and be able to share their experiences and have some professionals around during these retreats that can guide them and encourage them. But kind of removing that clinical out of it, allowing them to pursue some potentially maybe some spiritual ideas in that. Maybe they need more cognitive ideas to work through it. But there's just a multitude of different modalities that they can use that they really want to put out there to give the veterans those areas. Also, reunification. When a veteran comes back from deployment, this is a property that the way that she's looking at setting it up is that they could come up there with their family and be able to spend that time to get to know each other again. Maybe a long weekend, maybe a 4 or 5 day retreat. Some of the families come up because when a veteran's been gone for a year or more and come back into that family dynamic, the power structures have changed.
It's like a week long on your way back after a deployment. They're talking mm-hmm. about that. It's one of the things is that Mama's been paying dad's been paying mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. dad has been paying all the bills. They've been making all the decisions. They've been the bad guy and the good guy.
Mm-hmm.
All you've been doing is sitting out there is having a great time with your buddies
mm-hmm.
and you're coming back home and you try to place yourself in between this dynamics. It's not going to work and there's going to be a lot of anger and frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I think that, you know, this is another great thing out there. And it's the possibility of all the things that can happen in this. And when I look at it, at what you all have been talking about, it's something that it's there to help our it's there to help our veterans who have had some problems,
mm-hmm.
or they, you know, if this other thing, but you can use it in so many ways. Mm-hmm. This property can be used in so many different ways mm-hmm. to help veterans.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing this thing grow. I think it's a great idea. The leader, she's got a passion for this, and she has great knowledge in the area.
Yes, she does.
And the property that she has is fantastic. And, you know, very soon her nonprofit status should be secured, and we should be able to probably start hooking her up
forward.
With funding. Yeah, exactly.
You know, I've got ideas for, to, you know, and I kind of was here for this whole birth of this thing. And ideas for the board of directors from people here in town that I thought would, might be really great for that,
mm-hmm.
to be on the initial board.
Mm-hmm.
And the I think this has got such a big, you know, it's got such a purpose and such a bright future it can have with the two of you working on this.
Well, and I really
and
think
I applaud
this is,
you for it.
This is something that's so needed in the veterans community. I mean, there's so many different organizations out there trying to help veterans in one way or another. But do we really provide them with a model of a home setting where they can start to feel secure?
Yeah.
And that's the whole thing that comes from the Park Marina facility also. Do we set up a model of what is home? What's it like to be part of a family or a group again? And I really feel this is something that's missing in the reintegration for veterans, and I feel this is something that could grow well beyond just our local area.
Yeah, absolutely. Brad Long, Veterans Resource Center. How do people get a hold of you, Brad?
Give us a call, 223-3211, and one of our great case managers can lead you to you know, all the services that you need.
Website?
Vets Resource, V-E-T-S, Resource, resource.org.
Okay. And I tell you, it's a great thing that you're doing for our veterans up here.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brad. All right. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. What are you?
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading News, brought to you by Tobacco and Brews. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Around, and I'll keep this world from